Number 30 on the OG 100.
There's a awakening of a rainbow dawn, and the sun will rise up high. There's a whisper in the morning light, saying get up and meet the day. Well, inside my mind there's a tribal voice, and it's speaking to me every day. And all I have to do is to make a choice, 'cause I know there is no other way. All the people in the world are grieving.
Get up, stand up.
Some of us cry, cry, cry for the rights of survival now.
Get up, stand up.
Say, hey, come on, come on. Stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up.
While others don't give a damn, they're all waiting for a perfect day. You better get up and fight for your rights. Don't be afraid of the move you will make. You better listen to your tribal voice. Pick him up, pick him.
This is Dan.
And this is Patty. And our song, Can You Hear Us, we're very happy to say is appearing in the original 100.
It's good that the song could make it, and thank you, everyone invited, because it's a story that needs to be heard, and the injustice is something that still rings true even more so since we've written the song. It's a story that needs to be heard, and shout out to Glenn Skuzlob as well. Brother Glenn, he's got a couple of songs in the original 100. It was amazing to have Glenn jump on board and introduce a part of that amazing song of his, No More Whispering.
And amazing help from the entire community rallying together to get the families on side to get us the permissions to sing this song. It was a truly wonderful thing to be a part of. And even though it was obviously such a tragic and sad topic, there was hope there in the community working together to get this message out, and the families coming and supporting us. So absolutely honoured to be a part of it. Thank you.
29.
Joy Walker and Deirdre Shorty with someone's daughter, Nathan Reynolds and Melissa Dunn, Eddie Russell, someone's son, Malcolm Smith and Roy James Boney, Joyce Clark who was someone's honey, Tony Chatfield and Bradley Coolwell, Monty Salt who was someone's uncle, Bruce Les and Maureen Mandajara, Milton Wells who was someone's father, Clarence Neen, Veronica Baxter, Muriel Binks, someone's mother. Dwayne Morrison and Barbara Tears, need a blanket, but nothing to see here. It's Douglas Scott and Greg Dunlop, Faith Barnes, I'll keep on going. It's Harrison Day, Trevor King and Charlie Michael, it ain't nothing, cause I got more, like Alistair Riversley, Charlie Highlights, just too easy. There's Barbara Yarry and Christine Jones and Roy Walker, and on it goes, then Daniel York, then Sheldon Curry, then Dixon Green, or someone stop me.
It's number 28 on the original 100.
Number 27 on the original 100.
Hey friends, Troy Cassadaly here. Great to be with you on this significant day on the original 100.
It's number 26 of the original 100.
Have you looked out from a headland on an angry dawn? Stood in Kakadu, felt so small. Dived through the waves on Cottesloe Beach, seen the Derby stars. Then we'll sing about this country, this place as old as time. We'll sing about a land that's yours and mine. Oh, every big and little town, from the center north to Janey Creek, out of old Mapoon. Watched a Corumba sunset melt that western sky. Then we'll sing about this country, this place is old.
Queensland Uni, and I had a little room across the Brisbane River there, Graceville. I rented a little room there and used to ride my push bike to across the Inderfilly Bridge. And, you know, I used to pull up underneath that bridge there of an evening sometimes when I was coming home and just sit there and say, now, what the hell am I doing going to this university here? And here's this beautiful river here. I could sit under the bridge and here's this beautiful river here, you know, goes in and out with the tide every day, and here's Mount Cooter Mountain here and everything. And it just, again, the song just popped out. You know, I could have wrote it about Thou Shalt Not Kill, but that's a bit heavy. You know, they did plenty of that too. But I thought I'll just hit the hip pocket nerve. I'll go for Thou Shalt Not Steal. And put a bit of the environment in there, and put the old Inderfilly Bridge. I changed the words, actually. There was a couple of Murray fellas and used to come down and sit with me. We used to sit under the bridge there for a while and light a little fire and whatnot. But in the finish, I just put the words Job and me and Jesus. So Job was the brother in the Bible that sat for a long time with patience. And I said, you know, we've got patience, we can wait, but we'll beat the system in the end, that's for sure. So that's what that one got written pretty quickly too. My name's Kev Carmody, and you mob are very, very privileged because you're listening to the original 100.
Number 25 in the original 100.
1788 down Sydney Cove, first boat people land, and they say, sorry boys, I gained your loss. Where can the steel you land? And if you
you break out your British law, for sure you're gonna hang. Or work your life like our convicts, with the chain on your neck and hands. And they taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize black barbaric life. Hide genocide, the hypocrisy to us was real. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, our land, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, your science and technology, hey, you can make a nuclear bomb. Development has 3 million megatons. And if you think that's progress, I suggest your reasoning is unsound. For you should have found out long ago, you best keep it in the ground. And they taught us, oh, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize your black barbaric life. How to kneel, but your history couldn't hide the genocide. Hypocrisy to us was real. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, Job and me and Jesus sitting underneath that invisible bridge, watching that blazing sun go down behind the tall tree and mountain ridge. The land's our heritage and spirit here. The rightful culture's black. And we're sitting here just wondering when we're gonna get that land back. They taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. They said, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize you black barbaric lives, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy to us was real. Why, oh, yeah, Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, this white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, you talk of conservation, your materialism has stripped the forest clean. And a racist's a contradiction that's understood by none. Mostly that left hand holds the Bible, right hand holds a gun. And they taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize black barbaric lies, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy that was real. Or your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Whoa, yeah, white man, thou shall not steal. Oh, yeah, our land, you better heal.
That Downsea Streets was actually written by Ruby Hunter, and I was fortunate enough to sing it on Chaga Lane on the album. But yeah, I mean, I just I was in Melbourne, just a man, and there weren't many countrymen around, many black fellows around. So, I've been to Sydney. I didn't know where to go. I left my foster parents, my foster family. I didn't know where to go, didn't know much about myself. And what that meant. So to cut a long story short, I was sitting in Melbourne there, having a drink with some, yeah, some whistles, you know, sitting in the park. Because I didn't know any of my people did at the time when I first went to Melbourne. And next minute, this woman comes along, sits down. And I'm looking at her hard, and she said, "Oh, yeah, she looks, you know, she looks a bit like me." And what I mean is, black, you know. And she said, "Now I'm having a charge." And she goes, "Oh, what are you doing here, brother?" I said, "I don't know. I just come to the city." She said, "Oh, you been to Fitzroy yet?" I said, "What's in Fitzroy?" He said, "That's where all the people, that's where all the black fellas hang out." And I said, "Nah." And so she gave me directions to get there, to Fitzroy. And truly, as soon as I head down the main street, Fitzroy, Gertrude Street, bang, people ran into me, you know, looking at me up and down, wondering who I was. Well, a fella spotted me first, and he thought I was my brother, Johnny Roach. But he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but I thought you were somebody else." And I said, "Who do you think I was?" And he goes, "Johnny Roach." I said, "I think that's my brother." So he went to the pub and brought out this woman, you know. And he said to her, I said, "Look, do you know that young fellow is there?" Pointing to me. And she looked at me and tears in her eyes. Said, "That's my..." She hadn't seen me since I was three. But she says, "I was about 15 then." And she said, "That's my baby brother, Archie." So I once found my way down to Fitzroy in the Charcoal Lane. So it was sort of, yeah, it was down to these streets.
This is number 24 of the original 100.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawl out of bushes early morn. Use newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink. Start me up. City streets, I would roam. Use my fingers as a comb. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice. It was meant to be. Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. There was no that I own. Use my fingers as a comb. Now I'm a man, I'm not alone. I am married, I have children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they're put down. Down city streets, I would. Streets, I would roam.
had no bed, I had no home. And there was nothing that I owned. Use my finger as a comb.
It's number 23 of the original 100.
January, which is known as Invasion Day. Since 1938, Aboriginal people have been protesting against this day. Today means a lot of things to our people. Our people articulate what today means in different ways. Today is Invasion Day, and you're tuning in to 98.9 FM for the original 100. To First Nations people, today represents sorrow and struggle, but also triumph. So sit back and enjoy the original 100.
Hey, you mob. Does your bub have their birth certificate? Deadly Choices has teamed up with the registry to provide jarjums aged up to 5 years with a limited edition NRL-branded birth certificate package. Your child must be Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, born in Queensland, 5 years or younger, and up to date with their 715 health check and vaccinations. All you have to do is head down to your local participating AMS and ask for an application form from reception. You can either return the form to the clinic or mail it to the address detailed on the form. The registry will arrange to post your Deadly Choices birth certificate and legal birth certificate to you. For more information about our birth certificates, visit www.deadlychoices.com.au.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
You're tuned to the original 100, sponsored by the Courier Mail.
Number 22.
G'day friends, William Crichton here. This is my song, Your Country. Very happy to be included in the original 100 countdown here on 98.9. 21.
Don't go anywhere, because after the break, we've got the top 20 of the original 100. For 30 years, the Koorie Mail has been bringing you the stories that matter from mob across the country. Whether you're Bundjalung, Birrigubba, Noongar, Narinjari, Miriam or Merning, we've got you covered. To subscribe or let our mob know about your business, event or organisation, head to our website at www.kooriemail.com and follow the links. The Koorie Mail, the voice of Indigenous Australia since 1991. Program sponsor.
Number 20 on the original 100. Panonye yamale nulon ko pa yo.
January, which is known as Invasion Day. Since 1938, Aboriginal people have been protesting against this day. Today means a lot of things to our people. Our people articulate what today means in different ways. Today is Invasion Day, and you're tuning in to 98.9 FM for the original 100. To First Nations people, today represents sorrow and struggle, but also triumph. So sit back and enjoy the original 100.